Simon Reish Tzadiches Siv Tezvov. Mechaber discussed someone as a nair in his lap or under some sort of a cover, some sort of a casing, so he can't see the flame properly. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if he can see the flame, he can physically see it, but he can't mishtamish its art, he can't benefit from its light, or the opposite, he can benefit from its light, but he can't see the flame. Let's say he can see the flame from a distance, but it's not close enough to benefit from the art. He can't differentiate between the coin of one country and another, Mishbur explains in Shulchan Aruch. Or the opposite case, he can benefit from the light, but he can't see the flame. Let's say he's standing on a bad angle from the side, he's not able to see the flame. So he can't make the bracha unless he can see the flame and be mishtamish the art and benefit from its light. So it's important to be able to see the flame. So therefore, if there's a big crowd by Avdola and someone's standing behind the Mavdol, they have to work it out to be able to the Bar Mer'esh. They have to work it out to crane the neck and move around somehow, and they should see the flame. They see the flame by the bracha, then the Yitzah, assuming that they're close enough, they can makir between the coin of one country and the coin of a different country. Now the Mechaber discussed this case, there was a covering or a casing of some sort over the ner. Shal is exactly what type of covering we're talking about. It's a big shal in Achrenim. Many Achrenim say they're talking about a covering that's of metal. You know, those holes that light comes through, but you can't see the flame. But with the glass cover, it's cold, you can see the flame. And you could make a brach on it. Others say not. There's a big arichas in the Bir Halacha about it. So, halacha l'maisa, it comes to the Gea, let's say somebody is in the hospital for Shabbos, and now comes time for Avdolah on Matzai Shabbos, and they want to make the brach of Bar Mer'esh, but they can't light a candle. The hospital is not light candles. I don't know what goes on there. Israel, but in America, generally in the hospital, you can't light a candle. So the question is, could you use the electric candles for Avdolah? So by Ner Shabbos, there it's easier. We're just looking to have a Ner. A Ner, it could be incandescent bulb, it could be fluorescent of Yasha Paskin, even be Shmokhatsky Paskin, even be LED. But when it comes to Avdolah, there you have to have the actual Shahavis, you have to have the flame. So then it has to be incandescent bulb, and it also has to be that you can see the filament, you can see the actual flame inside of the incandescent bulb, the actual Ish. So, if you have a clear bulb, that the bulb is clear, so then you can see the filament, then you can use it for the bracha. Then we can rely on the fact that it's only a glass or a plastic clear bulb, clear casing, then you can make the bracha, if that's available for you in the hospital. However, if it's either if the flame is non-incandescent, or even if it's incandescent, but the bulb is frosted, and you don't get a clear view of the flame, then you cannot make the bracha by variation it. There's a story that Shimon Schwab was by Chameizer Gzhinsky in the summer in Switzerland. This goes back approximately the year 1930, about 10 years before the war. And it came time for Avdolah Matzei Shabbos. And Shwab asked, should you get the wine, the besamim, and the ner? And Chameizer told him, the wine, if we don't have it, we don't have a problem. We can use Chamar Medina, like we've learned over here together in the past. Besamim, if you don't have it, you don't have to run around and try to get it. And for Avdolah, for Bar Mer'esh, you probably could have said the same. But instead, Chameizer told him, for Avdolah, Bar Mer'esh, you could use the bulb, the incandescent bulb. Then the bulbs are incandescent. And Rav Chaizer held a din of an ish, so has din of an ish, or somebody who returned a bulb on Shabbos, Chas Shalom, Yechayev Chatos, has din of an ish, you can use it for Avdolah, for Bar Mer'esh, and they use the electric. Simmer ish tzai tes, the ish of eating and doing malacha before Avdolah. The Mechaber says, Sefal, if one's not allowed to eat or drink anything except for water, we should text him once it gets dark, until he makes Avdolah. So, there's one exception over here, one could drink water, and seltzer are probably the same as water, one could drink it, even flavored seltzer, before Avdolah, but everything else, one cannot eat or drink before Avdolah. Now, when does it start? Mechaber says, Misha Tachshach. Mishnah Berurah says, that means even Be'ashmoshes already is usher to eat and drink, once it comes Be'ashmoshes. And he says, look at some Reish Samach Alv, the Mishnah Berurah, they came out that Be'ashmoshes begins right after what we call Shkia. It doesn't go by Rabbeinu Tam. What we call Shkia, after that already, has the Be'ashmoshes, at that point one cannot eat or drink. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, somebody did not eat Shal Shiz yet, he has a Chiyuv Shal Shiz in front of him. So, if he did not have a chance to eat Shal Shiz, then it's ready after Shkia, so he can start Shal Shiz even after Shkia. As long as it's not within half an hour before Tzeis Chavim. Tzeis Chavim, let's assume, Mikadent 50, or Machber 72, but Mikadent around 50, so until 20 minutes of the Shkia, but Yevet, one can start Shal Shuddas. Shabur says also, someone's very hungry, even the 8 Shal Shuddas, they're very hungry, very thirsty, also we can make with them until 20 minutes after Shkia. Now, Shabur brings the Magen Avraham, but that which the Mechaber says, that once it gets dark, which that means even Ashmashas, so at that point you can no longer start eating and drinking, that's talking about somebody who not Dav Marv yet. But some of the Dav Marv Matzah Shabbos, even if you Dav Boi Dilem, because Allah is the B'Shas Tchak, you can Dav the Marv Boi Dilem, and you have to plug a Mincha. So once you Dav the Marv of Matzah Shabbos, even if it's before Shkia, it's after plug before Shkia, which we don't really do this nowadays, but if someone will do that, on Matzah Shabbos, it will be Chal the Chiyah of Avdolah, and they will not be allowed to eat or drink anything until they make Avdolah Alakais.